You're listening to SBS News.
As Australia slowly begins its recovery from COVID-19, Nirari Ducho is urging the country not to forget about what he calls a talent pool of roughly 70 million displaced people. Mr. Ducho, who fled Syria and came to Sydney in 2015, says Australia should not shirk its responsibility for the world's refugee population after the pandemic, adding they could play a valuable role in the country being able to bounce back. Mr. Ducho says when it's deemed safe to do so, the federal government should consider increasing the number of refugees allowed into Australia if they have the skills that can be utilised in the recovery and beyond.
Most of those people have like great experience, and they were like doctors, engineers, teachers back in their home. So they already have all the skills and experience. It's a matter of someone just giving them a chance to prove themselves. They brought with them international experience.
UNHCR's annual Global Trends Report, released in June last year, found nearly 70.8 million people were forcibly displaced at the end of 2018. More than 41 million of those were internally displaced, and more than 25 million deemed refugees. Australia's humanitarian program accepts 18,750 refugees and other humanitarian entrants each year. Mr. Ducho came to Australia as part of a one-off intake of 12,000 Syrians and Iraqis announced by the then Abbott government in 2015. He fled Syria with his family as the country fell deeper and deeper into a brutal civil war.
It was everything I built and worked for in Syria. It was just suddenly, for me, just a matter of forget everything. Everything will be smashed, destroyed, and start from zero. It was very, very hard.
Mr. Ducho has since co-founded Refugee Talent, a web-based platform designed to connect refugees with work opportunities. His entrepreneurship saw him make the Forbes 30 Under 30 list for the Asia-Pacific region in 2017. But Mr. Ducho says many barriers still remain for recognising the true economic potential of refugees in Australia.
Qualification recognition pathway in Australia is very complicated. If you are a doctor or an engineer, you have many pathways, and it's very, very expensive and really time-consuming.
Tala Hagob also fled war-torn Syria with her family, and she now lives in Sydney. The 24-year-old is from Aleppo, one of the hardest-hit cities of the conflict.
In that 6 years that we were living in Aleppo, in that war, like, every day we were in a danger, we were living in a, like, if we lived, we are lucky. Every day we were in a danger, in bombed everywhere.
Since arriving 3 years ago, Ms. Hagob has pursued graphic design work placements and employment through the Refugee Talent Platform, and now works at the Australian UNHCR office in Sydney. She's also studying architectural design at university. Ms. Hagob says she still has family in the Middle East waiting in limbo, who she is very worried about, and that there are a number of misunderstandings some Australians have when it comes to refugees.
Maybe they think refugees, they are not educated people, they don't know like what life is, but I assure them that we were living the best life in Aleppo, but because of the war, everything has came upside down, you know?
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg confirmed Australia was in recession earlier this month, with a report by the Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development finding the economy could contract by 6.3% if there was a second wave of COVID-19 infections. Associate Professor Bettina Skularek at the University of Sydney Business School says both newly arrived refugees and those still stranded internationally can have an important role in Australia's economic recovery.
I definitely believe that with all the resilience that most refugees had to build throughout their lives, they can be very strong contributors to the economy post-COVID. And refugees, unfortunately, will be the group affected in one of the strongest ways. So I really think it's about, one, raising the awareness that they can be wonderful contributors, that the employers who hired them really have had wonderful experiences and continue doing that. And also that if we want to have, a beautiful, multicultural, cohesive society which we are so priding ourselves in, we really have to make sure that nobody is left behind.
Associate Professor Skuladic says a lot of research also shows that while it's often difficult for refugees to penetrate the regular job market, they're really great at setting up businesses and make great entrepreneurs. She says there are many examples throughout the world of some of the most successful companies being established by refugees. Last year, modelling by Deloitte Access Economics and commissioned by Oxfam found that increasing the annual humanitarian intake to 44,000 by 2023 would boost Australia's economy by almost $38 billion over the next 50 years. But Associate Professor Skuladic says she was worried that racist sentiments seen during the pandemic could continue.
I think that refugees, that the government needs to really send out message that refugees are not dangerous, but on the contrary, that they can be a very strong force, you know, rebuilding the economy, that they also should not be left out in the whole discussion around recovery. Because I think that's another situation that we are facing, that many of those most vulnerable communities are now being neglected and you know, left out of the picture, because we are focusing on the, you know, big high-level outcomes rather than looking at how this whole situation impacted all different groups.
The Parliament of Australia website says Australia has been involved in the UNHCR resettlement program since 1977 and has consistently ranked as one of the top three resettlement countries in the world. Australia's annual humanitarian program rose from 13,750 to 18,750 under the current government. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.